Well, I guess we've known each other for 25 years. Chris, I've known for 20 years. We all met in a city that doesn't exist anymore. Somewhere west of here, it was called West Berlin.
Alexander Hacke and myself, Danielle De Picciotto, we've been doing projects for 10 years now, all kinds of different projects. We've been doing multimedia mainly, but of course Alexander is known because of his band Einstürzende Neubauten in Germany. And this project is called Hitman's Heel. It's basically not a multimedia project, but it's music. So we did an album. And we wrote the songs for this album in the last 1.5 years on the road. We did not make the songs in one studio, but we've been writing them on the road because we travel all the time.
I work also doing kind of ambient installation, sort of psychedelic horror film soundtrack music on my own. Plus, I have several other projects in Berlin, music projects, which range from sort of garage punk bands to more singer-songwriter oriented things. Plus, I also do some acting work in Berlin. So, yeah.
The multimedia project we did before The Ship of Fools was based on the book by Sebastian Brandt, which was written in 1495. And we were very interested with that project to see how mankind has developed in the last 500 years. And we noticed that it hasn't developed very much. Well, people are still basically battling with the same weaknesses as in the Middle Ages. People are still greedy, they're still gluttonous, they...
still have spiritual conflict.
Have spiritual conflict, very much so.
They're overwhelmed by new technology.
Exactly. I think that there's quite a few things.
People are still ignorant.
Yeah.
Yes.
But our new record is based on a different subject. It's based on leaving one's home, leaving security, giving up on material goods, and going back to basics. That's our new subject matter for this record. So basically, after leaving the Ship of Fools, we decided, okay, so if mankind is still battling with the same sins as before, why is this? And if you go back to basics, you kind of understand that. So we decided to go back to basics. Alexander and myself, we gave up our home, and we've been traveling with this record. And that's the theme of this project.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the II Circuit, the greatest show on earth. We're here to entertain you and to have you go mad. Sing of famed criminals and the front they hide. We got the freaks and geeks, the globe of death and the Chinese pole. For all of you that don't like tag holes and don't give a damn about self-control. Our gypsy, there is our band. We want the crippled the tarnished, the blind, the tattooed, the bearded, and all of your fine. This is a fun fair, so let's celebrate. No good, a gangster, a prison, a maid, the ball man, the small fan, and his spat on nails. These are the players of all the real tales. Come closer, have a seat. Don't be scared, we won't bite. You can stay all night with our human oddities. I'll pick up punks, a fidgety mermaid, or a Gunga the Killer Ape. We got giant rats, magic tricks, get your pick. Come on, you good people, let your hair hang down. Their home in search of a sideshow they call their own. I've been into rules that they know are wrong. The stubborn and willful, the proud and headstrong, the biker, the brawler, the drinker, the nerd, the one-legged dancer that looks like a bird, the sad-looking man with the big bulbous nose, losing the knot on your swinging gallows. Bring out the outcast, give him a hand. This is our gypsy, that is our band. We want the crippled, the carnage, the blind, the tattooed, the bearded, and all the fine. This is our fun fair, so let's celebrate. Love again, the gangster, the prison, the maid, the mob and the small fan, who's better nails. These are the players of all the real tales. And you won't forget the hula hoop girl, flipper boy, and more. What we've got coming, you won't find in your neighborhood store. Drop your misgivings and let yourself jump. See the contortionist, she'll make your heart thump. We've got the hot dogs, the joy rides, the beer. All the poison you need, we've got right here. Man's track. I know the simple, we don't like the rules. Bright colored costumes, tigers and fools. Fat bearded ladies and four legged clowns. We want the clashes, we run out of town. We don't want medals, we just want to start. This is us and there's a let's have some fun. Bring out the outcast, give them my hand. This is our gypsy. That is our band. We want the crippled, the carnage, the blind, the tattooed, the bearded, and under your fine. This is our front fear, so let's celebrate. No good, a gangster, the prison, the maid, the ballman, the small friend, and his bed on nails. These are the players of all the real tales.
We're definitely a project. Alexander and I do projects every 2 years with different people, with different subjects, with different ideas, and they usually are based on the things and themes that we are dealing with at this moment. So they're kind of an expression of how we, the things that we are dealing with during everyday life.
I guess we do what we do because we don't have another option. I mean, being an artist means that you are forced to express what you feel. And, it's just common sense. And I guess it's only natural that you try to find new sensations and new impressions and new expressions in what you're doing, rather than just boring yourself and everybody else with what you do by doing the same thing over and over. I mean, that's the only way I could answer this question.
Yeah, as an artist, you have to have a constant, ongoing sense of critical assessment for what you want to say, because what you often want to express changes and with your lifestyle and with other events that you can't control.
I think that artists actually are the people that are expected to be honest in our society. And if you want to be honest, you have to question things all the time. And that's basically what we do. And when you're questioning things, you always come up with new things that you have to question. So there's no possibility of sticking to one thing and sitting back comfortably and saying, I found the answer to everything.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The mouse is me. I don't know how to stop.
Skip to my darling, Mary.
alone, alone like a rolling stone, a stone that's got no home, like a bone. Little Betty Blue lost her holiday shoe. What shall little Betty do? Go to the fair in a wheelchair and put up a sign and call herself a rhyme sayer. A rhyme sayer. A rhyme sayer.
The first and the most immediate relation that an artist can have with his audience is like the immediate feedback. I can see if I can stimulate their senses, and I can see if they are able to give something back to me. We try to create energy, and we try to wake people up, alert them, and make them very aware of where they are and what they're seeing and what they're hearing.
We like to make people feel uncomfortable because because there's so many things that aren't okay, and so we always think of the things that we don't like, and we kind of do them so that in a different way, so that people kind of are surprised. For instance, the projects we did before were audiovisual projects, and a common problem in audiovisual projects is that the visual part is never taken seriously. It's always taken as a decorative part of the music, which doesn't make sense because performance art has been existing since the 70s. But still, visual artists, for instance, get paid less and get taken seriously less in such performance things. So we decided that we were going to do a lot of visual audio things just to like change that, to change the concept of the way people look at things, like saying, this is just as important as that. And we try to do this with every project that we do. We did a project called Mountains of Madness with the tiger lilies, which was also based on a book by H.P. Lovecraft. And there, for instance, it was the clash of soundscapes, electronic soundscapes, and very, very traditional kind of trio music of like cabaret music, things together, which usually are not put together. So we like surprising people, we like making people feel uncomfortable, because as soon as people feel uncomfortable, they start moving, and people should move, right?
Yes, we like people to have to expect the unexpected.
Yes.
our project, the Hitman's Heel, was basically written the way that Danielle started the pieces by composing melodies and basic structures for songs, and then together we would develop them and arrange them, and I would add my, you know, twisted view of things to her compositions, and this way it turned out what it is now.
Yeah, it wasn't in a way conceptual at all. I just played because, you know, I would play simple melodies on the piano, and then Alex would play to it. We would actually play while composing the music, in comparison to the music before, where Alex wrote a lot of stuff on the computer.
Yeah, right? Well, there's different approaches how to go on about this. And writing with electronics and with computer is a very solitary thing. You know, it's just you and the screen, basically. And what we wanted to do for a change now is to create music the way it's actually supposed to be created, by communication of people in a room, you know, and, you know, throwing a ball back and forth. You know, like very, very traditional, but still valid way of writing.
And we asked Chris to play drums because he's an excellent drummer, and he also has a very unique style of playing. Which we like very much. So we kind of told him, okay, the song should have these and these beats, but we know that if we ask Chris, he's going to add things that are totally unexpected. So
there'll always be a bit of spontaneous creative chaos involved.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tend to play the songs a little different every night.
That's why we have Chris along.
We tend to play the songs a little different every night.
It's a great job.
but we don't improvise for the improvisation's sake. You know, this is not an improv. We are still very structured, and we are, you know, this is like guerrilla warfare. You know, like we don't leave a lot of things open. You know, we want to get our thing across, produce a certain amount of energy without any distractions from that.
We have a couple of instrumental songs in which there's like the possibility to improvise if we really feel like doing it, but we don't have to, so we keep it open. Right?
Yeah.
Slashing at the black, silky like an eel, I swim through the grass. I'm the knotted fist pointed towards the prize. I feel no remorse over things going by. My road leads me on towards the bright blue sky. Through the looking glass, I can clearly see creatures great and tall, like they be.
Beyond, didn't have no
crush me, celebrate fate, always spoiling me, smirking in the face of sobriety. I slip through the fall, summer song glee, leaving gloom behind, clarity ahead. I have learned to fly on my broken shell, breaking through the shell of the dark cocoon, shattering the spell of the rigid rules. Greeting my new friends, found along the way, in glory to my bathe on a sunny day. Jumping through the stream, or through the waves, I have shed my skin bareback like a blade. Of the prison cell, laughing at the rules, knocking off the bell. I leap over walls, men to fence me in, growling at the dogs, tearing at my skin.
See the little fish swimming in the pond, never knew the sea, never saw beyond. When I see those fish, I prefer to be always on my own,
striving to be free. Thank you.
Now, right now we are traveling as a music group, and what we're doing tonight is we're doing a
concert.
We're playing a concert. As simple as that, and I think it's pretty pretty well equipped, this place. You got good equipment, you got helpful and good technicians, and hopefully the audience will find their way in,
I think there's an aspect of maybe theatre to us anyway, which is spontaneous and non-intentional.
We're very very influenced by the by Antonin Artaud's theater of
cruelty.
And we love ships. I mean, we spent 2 years with the Ship of Fools. I'm releasing my biography. I'm releasing my Berlin memoirs in 2 weeks. I've been working on for 15 years. So we're going to be doing a tour with that, doing a reading tour where Alexander is going to be doing soundtrack music to it. We're going to be doing that in the summer. And Neubauten are going on tour in the summer. And we're looking for a new home, basically.
Oh, in Berlin?
No.
Oh, where?
We don't know.
Oh.
That's why we've become gypsies. We've become nomads. We're traveling the world because we want to discover new places.
We're taking
places.
A very close look. We're taking a closer look at places.
Joyous moments, and remember them with care.
with a waggly in your eye. Always up for an adventure. We were never scared to fly. Climbing up the highest mountains, soaring down the waterfall. In this ring of fire we stood tall. Throw away the painful memories that are worse the way they bear. It's about the joyous moments and remember them with care. Better ones to keep us upright, better ones that we pass on. Come on, man, and sing a new song. Throw away the stubborn outcries, obstacles that do not need. It's a true love, lifelong friendship that redeems us from KC. Better ones that we must upright, better ones that we pass on. Come on, man, let's sing a new song.
Fiatalok!
Néptánc a vízszintes vágyak függőleges kifejezésének nevezik.
Jókedvűek!
Nem tudom, nektek bejött.
Hagyománytisztelők!
Nekem a hobbim a népzene, a néptánc, az éneklés.
A csíkszeredai és a győri előselejtezők legemlékezetesebb pillanatai.
Az élmény felkavaró, mint egy kalota szegi legényes.
Fölszállott a páva, ma este a Dunán. Ha lemaradt róla, nézze meg az ismétlést holnap délután a Dunavörlden.
Egy megrázó éjszaka históriája. Egy filmtörténeti klasszikus.
Nem feltételezted rólam, mi?
Hogy engem megölj?
Még sor kerülhet rá.
Két zseniális alakítás.
Világ életében egy puhány volt.
Elég a kutya úristen!
Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton. Nem félünk a farkastól. Kedden este a Dunán.
Nézd, hány kérvény, és csak három lakást kaptunk.
Árpi feleségének két héten belül egy szobát kell szerezni. Na már most van egy papagáj.
Ezt a szobát csak az kapja meg, aki az igazi madarat hozza vissza.
Csak a papagáj kell. Még egy házér sem adja oda a szobát.
Ez itt a Vak Béla út, innen repült el a papagáj. Biztos elvtárs, nem látunk errefelé egy elszabadult papagáj. Nem, legfeljebb azt, amit ott jól a kocsiuk tetején.
Szerelem csütörtök. Csütörtök este a Dunán.